I am but a little tree that only seeks to live in peace, to spread my seeds upon the earth and firm my roots within the soil of the land my father gave to me and his father gave to him. Made by the Father of us all. But the woodsman, with an axe poised in his hand, said, "It's my sacred duty to clear away this land. And on this place that I call home, I will plant a field of stone. I am but a little tree that only seeks to live in peace, to spread my seeds upon the earth and firm my roots within the soil of the land my father gave to me and his father gave to him. Made by the Father of us all." While the sly fox, aloof, cool, and remote, said, "I cannot be distracted by the bloodstains on my coat. I can feel the woodsman's pain. Perhaps the tree should not remain.
I am but a little tree that only seeks to live in peace, to spread my seeds upon the earth and find my roots within the soil of the land my father gave to me
and his father gave to me.
Made by the Father of us all."
And the eagle, high above, so far away, said, "It's in my best interest to see the small tree stay. No, it need not thrive like I, but why not let it stay alive?" And wind may come, I'll bend but never break. And like all those before me, I'll stay true to my faith. That soon will come a day when all will gather neath my shade. I am but a little tree that only seeks to live in peace, to spread my seeds upon the earth and firm my roots within the soil
of the land my father gave to me
and his father gave to me.
Made by the Father of us all.